His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for clouds today. Scattered showers around 70. Tomorrow, sun and clouds around 80. Friday, partly sunny, 85 to 90. And Saturday, partly cloudy, more humid, 85 to 90. We'll get the full details on our Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Stories that we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. In a story we broke first yesterday on our Facebook page, and also on the Daily Bugle, the former Chinese restaurant at 343 Main Street in Lakeville is set for a big change in the future. The Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission is now reviewing an application from 343 MS Restoration LLC for a project that would revamp the current buildings on the property. And the plans presented envisioned are an ice cream and dessert bar, some type of fitness center in a new building that would replace the barn on the property. Also mentioned is the possibility of four or five small single-bed studio apartments. This is before the zoning board right now. Infinity Hall will get new owners. Infinity Hall, a major economic driver in Norfolk, will change ownership. First Selectman Riska said on Monday, ownership of the building, now temporarily shuttered, will be transferred to a 501c3, and groundwork is being done to establish a nonprofit. The building is owned by Fairfield-based Good Works Entertainment Group, a live entertainment company specialized in talent buying, event creation, and production marketing. Riska said the board of directors will draw talent from throughout the region, reaching out to West Hartford, the Berkshires, wherever they can find people with experience. They might branch out to a corporate world, he said. It's too big, too important regionally. An executive director would operate the building and the restaurant would be leased separately. Other entertainment uses are also being explored, including partnering with the Yale Summer Music School. The Cornwall Puppets Told a Slave Story, a story in the Republican American, a story about a slave from the northwest corner, will come alive when Puppets performs a puppet show at the Cornwall Historical Society on Saturday at 3 and 5 p.m. The autobiography of James Mars, a slave born and sold in Connecticut, was created by puppeteers Robert Bresnick and Leslie Weinberg. The words spoken by the narrator are then edited for a full text of the first half of the Mars autobiography. The puppet show ends at the point where Mars, a child, walks into the Munger Farm in Norfolk. The performance uses tabletop, stage projected, and animated backgrounds and shadow play, as well as collage paper puppets manipulated by two puppeteers. The subject was brought to them by Cornwall residents Jeremy Breacher and Jill Cutler. Cutler will be the narrator. Saturday's performances are free, but registration is required on the events page at cornwallhistoricalsociety.org. The show is recommended for ages 9 and older. Well, COVID cases in New York dropped 18%, hospitalizations are flat, and the CDC, of course, has eased their guidelines. The weekly total of cases in New York dropped about 18%, reporting about 40,000 new COVID-19 cases weekending Sunday, down from the 49,000 from the prior week. Nationally, of course, COVID-19 cases increased about 2% from the week before. New rules from the CDC ended prior support for screening and testing of asymptomatic people without known exposures, which has a major implications for schools in New York and across the nation that performed the screenings tests last year. In Housatonic, Massachusetts, banners urge customers plagued by discolored water to stop paying their bills. Banners now urge Housatonic residents to stop paying the water bill. Apparently, overnight, protesters hung banners on both sides of the Village Railroad Trestle on Park Street. Residents and those who work in the village say they noticed them Monday morning. The protest comes after what some residents say has been a steady stream of drinking water whose discolor ranges from yellow to dark brown, the problem linked to elevated manganese in the Long Pond source, according to James Mercer, co-owner and treasurer of the privately owned Housatonic Water Works Company. He says the higher summer temperatures are making discoloration problem worse than normal. Murky water is not the only problem that they face. Water tests last year revealed elevated levels of a compound that is a byproduct of water disinfection and which is linked to cancer. Those levels have since dropped. At least two water customers have stopped paying their bills in water protests. Taking a look at meetings going on locally in and around our tri-state region, in Salisbury today at 5 p.m., the Salisbury Geron Transfer Station Committee meets. Also tomorrow at 5:30, Salisbury Affordable Housing meets. In Cornwall tomorrow at 7 p.m., the Board of Finance has their meeting via Zoom. Tomorrow, the Kent Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting at 6:30, and the Ancrum Town Board has their meeting tomorrow in person at Town Hall. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find our regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day at 34,152.01, the NASDAQ at 13,102.55, and the S&P 500 at 4305.20. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.